Blog Talk Radio.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in simply disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work the Lord. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. Our God in heaven, praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie, and this is Monday night, 7 p.m., and it's so good to be with y'all here tonight. And I want to thank each and every one for taking time out of your day and your evening to spend with me. You don't know how much I appreciate it, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, that song is just so true, and it has really a lot to do with the message that I'm going to talk to y'all about tonight, about praising God through situations. You know, the Word says, get this, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, it doesn't say for everything give thanks, but it says in everything give thanks. You know, it can be so easy sometimes to complain. You know, honestly, even when there's good things going on, you know, we get delays, we get setbacks, we get complications, sometimes just exhausting busyness, you know, that we're just so busy, we're just like, I'm so tired. Even though we're maybe doing good things, that we're sometimes we just feel like we're jumping through ourselves to try to get everything done. Sometimes details don't all come together, and we're trying to iron out details and cause everything to connect as it should. You know, all these little things that are basically thorns in our flesh, it can set our emotions off. And honestly, many times when our emotions are set off, our mouth is very quick to follow, unfortunately. You know, and the next thing you know, we're voicing all of these things that we're unhappy about, we're unsatisfied with. Maybe even laying blame on this one or that one. Well, if this hadn't happened this way, if this hadn't have done that. It says in Proverbs 18:21, the New Living Translation, it says, the tongue can bring life or death. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. You know, I've had to catch myself here lately in all of the things of trying to prepare to move and trying to put the pieces together and certainly trying, you know, dealing with carpenters or trying to hire carpenters and some that don't show up when they're supposed to, or they don't give you bids, or they give you a bid and then they come back later and not quite so honestly, you know, say, oh, I didn't add everything in on that and such and such, you know, and it can become really exasperating dealing with people. It just really can. And, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, I had one that I had just spent 3 weeks waiting on him, you know. And then he came back, and I think now that possibly he was a little overwhelmed with the size of the job, but anyhow, came back and said, well, I didn't have this added in and that added in, and could you pay me with cash and blah, blah, blah. And I finally told him, I said, you know, I think I probably need to find somebody else. And he seemed quite happy to be released. And, you know, on one hand, I was like, Lord, I've wasted this time. But then on the other hand, I thought, you know, God, it's given us extra time to clean things out. It's given us the opportunity to go away for 2 or 3 days. And ultimately, I said, you know, Lord, obviously, he was not the one. And, you know, sometimes we have to look for the bright side in things. We have to look. It many times what's behind it. And in fact, God, you know, thank you that I didn't get started with him and then find out that he was the wrong person for the job, because then it's so much harder. You know, and sometimes the things that we look at as delays or whatever, many times it's the Lord either allowing things, he's either keeping us from making mistakes, and sometimes he's allowing things time to come together. And I say that often to people when there's something they're waiting on, particularly when it involves other people, that, you know, though we may be ready to move forward, when God's dealing with other people, that maybe they haven't had time to get their ducks in a row, so to speak, that when it, you know, most anything we do in this life, it involves people in one way or another. And many times the Lord is in the process of putting people, getting them positioned the way that they need to be, getting them in place for us to meet them, for, you know, sometimes if you're hunting a job, maybe that job opening hasn't come available yet. I knew even in our property search, I knew in my heart all along, and had received prophetic words about it, but it was one of those things, you know, I just knew that I knew in my heart that God was preserving our place. You know, and I had some, you know, at times people, they would say, well, you still haven't found your place. But see, I knew before that we didn't have our finances in order. Things weren't ready, that if it came on the market, that I wouldn't be able to make a move and get it. And I told them, I said, well, you know, God's keeping it hidden for me for the time when we can get it. Because honestly, if it came on the market too soon before we were able to do something, you know, I said I would have been sweating bullets that somebody else would buy it before we could be prepared to do it. So, you know, there's, as the word says, there is a time for all things, a time for all things. And many times in our impatience, or just in the fact that we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, that we can, we would get ahead of God if we were given our own decisions and moving forward in things. But, you know, I can remember back, oh, it's been a number of years ago. This was early on. I met Randy in 2007. And at that time, he was coming into East Texas doing meetings. And he would be in various locations, and I would hear of him here and there. And occasionally, he would bring Julie with him back then. Not very often, but once in a while he would. But I remember, and I don't remember exactly what year this was now, but it probably 2008, something like that. But I remember it was during a time that I was going through a major, major battle with health problems and things, and just distraught over it, to be honest. It was such a long battle and such a very difficult battle. And I remember going to one of their meetings, and Julie was there. And I remember as I went up for prayer, I remember tears, just alligator tears, just running down my face. It was so wanting a touch from God. And I remember Julie telling me, she said, there will come a time that you will look back on this and you'll be thankful. You'll be thankful. And I remember looking at her like, how could that ever be? But honestly, I trusted the word. You know, I did trust the word. But I remember in my heart just feeling heartbroken and thinking, how could I ever be thankful for this that I've gone through and I'm going through at that time? You know, and now I can look back and I can't honestly say that I'm thankful for the sickness, but I am thankful looking back at the things God did in me during those times, at the things that I learned, at the visitations of the Lord that I encountered so, so deep and so real and life-changing, and the work that God did in my heart during those times. You know, those lessons that are hard lessons, they stay with you. They stay with you. Those things that you walk through, and you walk through particularly for long battles, those lessons are there for life. They honestly are. But I can look back at the grace and the mercy and the trust that God worked in my heart during those times, in such intimacy with God, how he visited me, how he just held me close, how that he would wake me in the night in the incredible, incredible dreams that God would give me. And so thankful for all of the divine connections that were made during that time. And I can look back. I can look back absolutely now and say, God, thank you for all you did. And most of all, thank you that you brought me out victorious, that he did. He did keep me. He did watch over me. He did preserve my life, because there were many times I did not know if I would survive. But he kept me, and he brought me out victorious. But, you know, even in our everyday things, it's so important to look for the bright side and things, to look for the places to be thankful, the places that we're learning, the places that we're growing. You know, even when, you know, I even look at friendships, and some of them that were friendships that were much greater friendships at another time. And, you know, you can at times think, well, what happened? You know, why are we not as good of friends now? Or why did things change? And it can be easy sometimes to want to lay blame or to say, well, they're not acting right, or they're this or they're that. But, you know, there are assignments in life. Sometimes most things, I believe, are for a season. You know, they're for a season. There are assignments in life. But, see, even in those sorts of things, we can look back and say, God, there are things that I learned, and there were times of joy there were times of just connecting in those personal ways. And we want to watch our mouth, that we don't get to complaining about people, but particularly we don't want to complain about the Lord. But even complaining about ourselves, the word says that as a man thinketh sin in his heart, so is he. In those difficult times, sometimes it can be a little harder to see the things to be thankful for. But I think that's one of the greatest accomplishments. That's one of the greatest areas of growth that we can have, is in the hard things, in the hard things that we can look and see the places where God has worked, or the place that God is working, and that we're able to change our minds, that we're able to change our mindsets. Sometimes, for me, it's a very conscious decision many times, because I can, just like the thing with the carpenter, it was like, it would have been pretty easy to think, well, he was dishonest, or he knew better than that, or he wasted my time. But instead, to be able to say, God, you protected me, and maybe him too, maybe realize that possibly this person was overwhelmed by the job and didn't have the gumption to say, or maybe pride or something, who knows, to say, I'm not sure I can do all of that. But even bigger, to be able to say, Lord, you protected me from getting in the middle of something that could have been so much bigger mess if we got started, and then having to release them, or got started and a bunch of things got messed up that had to go back and be redone. And, it's just heart searching and asking the Lord to help us see the positive in things, or even when things have moved on. I remember hearing a story one time with some people. This lady was talking about, they had a little five-year-old boy, and he had passed away. And I remember hearing, and it's so heartbreaking, you hear those sorts of things. But I remember in reading this, of them saying that they thanked the Lord so much for the 5 years that they got to have him, rather than saying, God, why'd you take him? Or God, why didn't he get to stay and grow up and get to have a family and those sorts of things, that their heart was more towards thanking the Lord for every day that they had him, and thanking the Lord that they had had that opportunity to have that child and to love him and to experience him. And I think the more thankful we are, the more grateful to the Lord, the more that we give him honor and praise and glory, that it helps us to step into our victory sooner. I think many times we can delay our victories with complaining, and particularly when we're voicing things. We can't help, as the word, as you hear, you can't help a bird that flies over your head, but you can keep it from building a nest in your hair. And, those thoughts, they do come, they do. But we have to watch not dwelling on them, and particularly not speaking a lot of things out. Because, as I often say, when we are speaking something, our own heart is listening. Our own heart is listening. Certainly there are others that are listening to us at times, but I think the biggest impact is the fact that our own heart is listening to what we say. And many times that's the one that's going to be affected the most, is us. If we say bad things about ourselves, then your own heart will start to believe it. Same if we are, talking negatively about other people and really thinking over what they've done, particularly when we're thinking about, okay, they did this to me and that to me. I will say up front, many times it's so much better off to get our minds off of ourselves and not look at how we've been done or how we've been impacted, and trust God that God loves us and that his plans for us are good, and that God's going to always try to help bring us out on top. When we commit our ways to the Lord, that he is going to bring us out with victory. But Anyhow, it's just a reminder tonight, just a reminder that, you know, when we're thinking negative, we're speaking negative. For one thing, it's going to affect our mood, you know, the more we dwell on those sorts of things. And when we let aggravation and irritation and anger rise up, that's the sort of things that can lead to depression. I've always said that anyone that is truly, truly thankful in their heart, it's almost impossible to pull them down into depression. You know, when we were looking at the blessings in our life and how much God loves us and what God has done for us and the things he is doing in our lives, it's really hard when you're thankful then to become victim. You know, because a lot of depression, a lot of things like that can stem from a victim mentality. Excuse me. So, anyhow, that's my thought about tonight. God is always trying to bring us through to good things and blessing, and he lets us go through things. He does, because sometimes that's how we grow. That's how we're stretched. That's how we our spiritual muscles are flexed. You know, I remember the first, and I have it written down in another place somewhere, but I remember the first time I ever met Randy, the word he gave me, and it was a long word, but part of it was that God didn't want to, quote, deliver me at that time, because he was doing a greater work in me. He was doing a greater thing. You know, and when there's things in your life that you're really wanting God to deliver you from, you know, just as Paul prayed that the thorn in his flesh would be removed, and God said, you know, told him, says, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. There are some things that it's for our benefit that we walk those roads, those places where we overcome. Most often you will have a strong anointing in those areas and you'll be able to help others. And I think most of y'all know that. I'm sure most of you guys have heard teachings on that and realize that, you know, if you're going through a sickness, find someone that's been healed of that sickness to pray for you. That has been come out victorious on the other side. Not that others can't be effective too. They absolutely can be. But many times there's a great anointing there. You know, I've seen so many people that were called to finance, to be financiers of the gospel and things that had a real anointing for finance. They would be some of the very people that would go through the hardest financial problems, you know, would just go through great trial financially, because there was a calling on their life in that area. And, of course, the enemy will fight in those areas. But, you know, when they come through victorious, there is such an anointing on their life to pray for others, to stand for others because of what they've been through. Anyhow, just some little nuggets tonight I wanted to share with you all that we all consider, you know, when whether it's good, whether it's bad, but when we find ourselves complaining, to stop and back up and say, Lord, help me to find those areas that I can rejoice and that I can thank you for. Maybe not thanking for everything, but thanking him in all things. And I think even when we're going through the hardest of trials, we can thank God in it because he's with us in it. If that's the only thing that you can think of, that's more than enough to rejoice over and say, God, I'm going through this, but thank you, Lord, that I'm not going through it alone, that I'm going through it with you, because you are with me and you'll never leave me and you'll never forsake me. And you always love me and you're always for me. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song and I'm going to write down phone numbers and then we will begin praying. Thank you.
that holds me to the cross, yet sets me free. I will glory in the power of the cross. Things I thought were gain, I count as loss. And with the suffering I identify, and by His resurrection power
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just come before you tonight, and Lord, we just thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for your love. And Lord, we want to always have a thankful heart, Lord, in the midst of everything, no matter what's going on, that we belong to you, and above all, more than enough to rejoice about, Lord, that we belong to you. And Father, I ask that you touch each and every one that's listening tonight, Lord, all of the callers and even those that are maybe listening by computer. And Lord, that you bring revelation and understanding to them. Lord, that you bring healing into their lives. Father, that you open up and give them understanding of destiny and calling. And Lord, that all the provision that they would need in life is there. Lord, provision not only in finances, but in Lord, in jobs and homes and vehicles, Lord, everything that they need. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for providing it because you're a good God. And Lord, tonight we just want to say we love you. Lord, we open our hearts to you and our minds to you, Lord, and just say, thy will be done, be it unto me, even at your word, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, my first caller tonight is 910-709. I believe this is Sylvia.
This is Sylvia. Yes,
yes,
how are
you? I'm good. Snuffling just a little bit from having mowed in the dust today, but not sick at all, just a little too much dust today.
Yeah.
So, have you had a good week?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes. I've been going to a camp meet.
Ooh, fun. Those are always fun. Well, let's pray for you. I'm kind of a little discombobulated.
Okay.
I'm having to move my computer around. all of my stuff around is we're trying to empty out rooms, so I've got a bunch of stuff stuffed in my bedroom here for now. So I'm trying to keep things going. But Father, I thank you for Sylvia tonight, and Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for God connections. I'm just hearing the word connections. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the connections that you're making with her, God. Father, Lord, not only just doors being opened, but actually new doors being created, so to speak. New doors, multiple doors and new doors being developed and created for days ahead. Not all of them are doors that are opening to you right now, but new doors. I just hear new doors that are being created for future assignments of God, for future things. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for establishing, Lord, for establishing relationships, for establishing just even acquaintances, and, Father, the connections, Lord, that have divine purpose in Sylvia's life. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, even that quickening in her heart, Lord, that she'll recognize, Lord, that she'll recognize when that there's a divine purpose in a particular connection, Lord, that she will feel that drawing of Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for the ease and comfort, that ability to, in Sylvia, Lord, Lord, at your designated times, to be able to sit down very openly and discuss with people, talk to people. Sylvia, it's not like I'm seeing a couple of different things, and one, just people that maybe, and I don't know if this is family or not, but it just sense that people that at times have kind of had a little bit of a wall towards you, maybe.
Yes.
Not exactly accepting a real heart-to-heart talks. I see times coming of when there will be a softening towards you with some. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if this is just family or others too. I don't really know. But, you know, there's sometimes everybody has to get to that point that it's like, you know, let's just get out, sit down and lay all the cards on the table. And a time of, we always have to be sure on our part to have a lot of grace, to really have grace with people and not come off, well, if you would this and if you would that. And well, I tried to tell you that none of that kind of stuff of heart talks, those heart talks. For me personally now, I'm a little bit that kind of person that I'm a let's lay everything out, let's discuss it, you know, but I have found that most people honestly are not that way, that most people had rather keep things on a little more withdrawn basis, a little bit more, they want to hold their cards a little bit more, you know, and that's kind of a self-protection thing. That's that feeling of I'm going to protect myself, even though I have found that's a fallacy, that typically we can't protect ourselves, but we feel like we can sometimes. But I also just sense, you know, the other part of the word about doors and God making connections and preparing doors that are for the future, you know, developing doors. And I'll say in my own life, there have been times in the past that people, it would almost be like they would, I hate to say word glow, but it's like they would, the Lord would like put a, almost put a pinpoint on them, you know, that certain people that the Lord would put like a spotlight on them in my spirit. And it would be like, okay, this person is important. You know, and you don't know at the time what it's about, you know. But, you know, I can remember, and I won't go through the long details, but I can remember several years ago, there was a person that, and the Lord kept it was a person that was doing meetings, and I'd never heard of them, never seen them, knew nothing about them, mm-hmm. didn't even know anybody that had been to their meeting except the one lady. And the Lord kept, sent me an email, and the Lord kept saying, you know, go to the meeting, go to the meeting, go to the meeting. And I'm going, I don't know these people, Lord. And it went on, and it was like a recording in my head that went over and over and over for 3 solid months. And finally, I went to a meeting, and it was such a God thing of how God connected me. And it was more,
uh-huh.
well, it was for me too, but it was more of a connection of how God connected this person with other people. And it was amazing. It was amazing, honestly. I was so blown away by what all God did through that. And uh-huh. didn't know. And I can even remember another time I went to a meeting and the Lord said, and pointed out, but he said, and it was not the person doing the meeting. It was another person helping. And the Lord said, focus on her. And I went, and then 2 weeks later, the Lord had me to call her. And I just assumed, just me, I was like, oh, she probably has a word for me. Well, that wasn't the way it was at all. The Lord wanted me to minister and be there for her and mm-hmm. to help her and undergird her. And it went on for several years, really. That the Lord was like, you be her, you know, basically you be there for her and you undergird her and you help her and you financially support, you know, minister to her and you be the one that she can call and talk to and can cry and can complain to. You be her, you know, you be there for her. And that's what, you know, it was. And of course, we never know. But I just sense, you know, that you are in a process and are going to be for a while of God making connections with you. And they may not, those connections may not be, they may not come to, there may not be a lot go on with them at this time, but that some of these connections will be connections for future things. So.
Oh, wow.
Anyhow, that's what I'm feeling in my heart for you. So, Lord, I just thank you for Sylvia. Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Okay. So, Lord, I just thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and all that you're doing and how you're laying groundwork ahead of her, Lord, that your word says that you go before us and you make the crooked places straight, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you're going before Sylvia. You're going before her. And you're preparing the way and preparing things. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for those that she will finally have open doors to have heart-to-heart talks with, Lord, and minister to them. And, Lord, that she will do it in grace and in love and in understanding, Lord, and that those times will accomplish much, Lord, that they will accomplish much. And so, Father, I just thank you for your call on her life and Lord, for her love for you and your love for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, I feel like that's what that, for the past 2 months, that's what's been happening. And in the camp meet, I sort of felt that I was being connected to people.
Uh-huh.
And then even one of them, he used me to bless her, you know,
yeah.
financially. And I've connected to a lot of people, but I usually don't talk on the phone a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it's like they're calling me and they want to talk about their life.
Yeah.
And one of them told me that I actually, just by talking to her, that I freed her up, you know,
praise
from
God.
Some things. And I started noticing that all these phone calls are coming in and different people I was meeting. I even had a pastor that was at the camp meet. He told me that if no one else would ordain me, that he would do it. It's like he, you know, like God just connected me to, you know, all these people that said that they will, you know, ordain me and they wanted to, you know, minister if anything I didn't understand, you know, that they would, you know, explain some things. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's awesome. And
it's actually happening, yes.
That's precious. Yeah, God's just putting you in position, girl, and, you know, he's in the process of raising you up and giving you favor and equipping you. I mean, he's, you know, we're equipped spiritually, gifting-wise, and things like that. And then in the natural ways, then God also equips us by giving us platform and giving us connections, mentors, and just all types of things.
Well, the Lord said he was also ministering, that healing was actually taking place in my, you know, I guess some things he said that people had hurt me, and he was healing, you know, some of those places. And he says that I was having total body healing. So when I was in prayer line at camp meet last night, they told me that, you know, they couldn't really they couldn't really pray anything for me. Only thing they could do was agree with what God was doing, and they said it's all manifesting of healing in my body.
Praise
and
Jesus.
So I was like, yes, that's what I said.
Praise
I told
Jesus.
You don't have to pray anything else because that's all I needed.
Yes.
Thank you for praying for me.
No, you're more than welcome. You know, the word says, as they went, they were healed. And we're just walking with God and obeying God and loving him and being obedient to him. Then as we go, then we're healed. Some healings are instant. Some healings are a process. But thank God for healing power. Thank God for his
Amen. Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie. Thank you for holding, and I always enjoy your life. You're always a delight.
Okay. You also. And you have a blessed night.
You too, sweetie. Good night.
Okay.
At 315-254, I believe this is Miss Anthelise.
Sorry, yes, it's Antelise.
Did I say it wrong? Is it Antelise?
It's okay. It's Antelise.
Okay. I was close.
It's very close. My sister is Antelise.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Very similar name. Is she a twin?
She's not. It's something my mom came up with.
Okay. Well, that's pretty, though. It's unique for sure. You don't
thank
have to
you.
Worry about having a lot of other people the same name. So, anyhow. Well, thank you for holding it. Thank you for being here through the program and stuff and waiting so long. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Antelise, Lord, and I just thank you, God, for the joy that she brings you, Lord, for the joy that she is. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the joy that she brings to others, Lord. Annalisa, it seems like I'm sensing that in your friendship realm that there are people that that you're really dear to their hearts. That I sense like you're like a true friend. You're someone that allows people feel that they can confide in you. They feel like they can really sit and talk to you about things that are deep things in their heart. Even things maybe that they wouldn't tell other people, things of hurts and wounds that you're a friend indeed, so to speak. You know, the Lord says he is a friend indeed, and I sense that your friendship realm, that there are those it's a very deep friendship, that there are those that they really feel like they can trust you and that they can confide in you with trustworthiness there. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Antelise, Lord, what you're doing in her life. It seems like it's Antelise, that I'm sensing that there's actually like a spirit of counsel that's on your life. That ability to talk to people and bring words of wisdom, that bring comfort into their lives. You know, and that's actually sometimes we can think, well, I'm just good at talking or I've been through things and I can do it. But it's, you know, there's actually a gifting there that is like a gifting of counsel that does come from the Lord. And God, he is able to through prayer and time with him, he's able to grow that and use that. And that's a powerful, powerful gift because it helps bring healing into people's hearts and healing in their lives. And to be quite honest, many times emotional healing is much more difficult to see healing come forth than even physical healing at times, because it's matters of the heart, things in the mind and stuff. But, you know, I do sense that you're one that many people, that your friends, that you have friends that really treasure you, that they feel very honored to have your friendship, and that they're thankful for you. And Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing all provision for Aunt Elise, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for favor in jobs, Lord, favor on the job. Lord, I thank you, Father, for direction. And, Lord, that her talents, Lord, her talents, her giftings, those places where she will excel, Lord, that you guide her to those places. Lord, you guide her in those directions, Lord, in that place, Lord, that where she will be a bright light, that place where, Lord, where she will continually be the head and not the tail and above and not beneath. Lord, that place where that blessing flows to her. Lord, that place where she is recognized, Lord, that place where the favor goes before her. Is there anything going on with you job-wise, hunting job, changes in job?
Oh, wow. So I just started a job that I really love, but I have I have a hair care product line. Like, I have my own business.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, I haven't been, no, I'm just kind of confused on where to go next. I have been just letting God lead, and, you know, right now I feel like what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing right now, but I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. I've been praying on it, trying to figure out, like, what's next or what should I do next or if I'm doing the right thing. So I don't know. Everything you said, it was kind of just, like, kind of on time. I don't know.
Go
to for all of my friends and my family.
Oh, goodness. So that, like I said, I really sense that it was actually a gift in your life, you know, that was from the Lord.
Wow.
And not just the fact that you know how to be comforting, but actually a gifting from God there, which, like I said, that's so needed for someone to have that, because it's, there's so many that need healing in their emotions and their hearts, and to feel like they have someone trustworthy they can talk to. But I just, you know, as I was talking about that, I just started sensing something about a job, you know, about provision and career and whatever like that. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for giving direction to Aunt Elise, Lord, that you will direct her in the steps, Father, in the path that leads to success, and the path that leads to her blessing, Father, those that will connect with her, Lord, that will connect with her vision, Father, that you have for her. It just seems like I'm seeing like a road, a pathway that has light on it. It's like it's a pathway that's lit up.
Wow.
And that pathway has, you know, that there are people along that path that would, like, connect with you, that would like, grab hold of the vision with you. Those, you know, with anything that we do in life, most of the time we have to connect with the right people, that it will help thrust us forward into what God has for us. You know, whether it's ministry or whether it's natural things, there's always connections. You know, God uses people in everything. And there are those connections, whether it's those that sponsor us, you know. I mean, it can just goes on and on. But God uses people in every sense of the word. And so I just, Lord, I thank you for that path that you have chosen for her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for connecting Aunt Elise to the right people, Lord, that that her product, Lord, that what you have for her, Lord, if things need to be tweaked, if there needs to be a little change, Lord, that she will know. I don't necessarily feel that you're on the wrong path. I don't really. Mm-hmm. It just feels more like God directing you in the right steps, in the right direction with the right people that will help you to move forward in that and bring favor and bring exposure, that brings exposure to your, that will help put you in the right place at the right time for that to go forward. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for exposure. And, Lord, I thank you for the connections. And, Father, I thank you for aligning, bringing all those things into alignment so that Aunt Elise can move forward in this, Lord, and know that she knows that she knows that she is in your will, that she is headed in the right direction. And, Father, whether you add to that, whether you change or tweak things some, Lord, that she will know in her heart, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that she is walking out the path that you have chosen for her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
That just brought a whole lot of light to my night.
Well, praise God. God knows. God knows. You know, I know absolutely nothing, but God knows. So, I just believe with you that God will give you real direction, that he'll connect you and that you'll find the right way and the right promotion, the right exposure, that will be successful for you.
So thank you so much.
Was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
No, that was like perfect on time because I moved to another state and then I've been here. And I've been worrying about, like, oh, how am I going to promote my business? How am I going to do this and do that? How am I going to get the exposure that I needed? And I just, like, was like, oh, I'm just going to let God lead. So I took a complete break and just put everything on hold. And then I've just been trying to wait until I feel or see that it's something that God wants me to do next. So that was on time. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. Well, thank you for calling, and I'm glad I got to pray with you and to hear what's going on in your life, and I hope to get to talk to you again. You have a blessed week.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right. Here, 205-531. I believe this is Miss Latrice.
No, this is Julia Mae of Alabama.
Okay, no, I got you. I think I'm always getting y'all's two numbers flip flop. I don't know why. All right. I think because it's the same numbers, but they're flip flopped around.
Right.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Julia May. I'm sorry.
Yes,
thanks for holding. But are you well? Everything going good for you?
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
Great. Well, Father, I thank you for Julia May. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the glory of the Lord that's around her life. Lord, I thank you for the glory of the Lord revealed to her, God, revealed to her. That kind of just come out of nowhere as I was speaking, the glory of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself in new ways to Julia May. Father, in higher ways, Lord, even her understanding, Lord, being opened up to a new dimension. Wow. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for her entering in to a new dimension, a new realm. Gee, Mays, it's pretty awesome. It's like I sense the Lord. You know, you hear people talking about, you know, about praying, and you know, many of them talk about, you know, stepping into the glory of God, stepping into that place where that prayers things are really manifest. It's a different level. It's truly. There are those places. There's been a few times in my life, you know, in deep prayer and just communing with God, that it seemed like you would step into a totally different realm with the Lord. And that's what I'm sensing, is like you stepping into you having those experiences, and maybe you've had those experiences, I don't know, but those times that it feels like you step over into the glory of God, the glory of God, and understanding and sensing the understanding and that comes in such a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I just thank you for that, Lord, for those times of Lord, the manifestation of the glory of God in Julia May's life, Lord, that she begins to, Lord, to have those experiences, Lord, where it opens up. Mm-hmm. I really don't even have the words, Julia May, for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have experienced that just a very mm-hmm. few times in my life, and it is quite amazing. But under those are the times you'll just know stuff. You'll just know it. And it's like revelation, understanding, revelation knowledge. It's things you just know, and things that you can see, and things mm-hmm. at times things that you have wanted to try to grasp, and suddenly it's there. Mm-hmm. It's just there. Yeah. Father, just thank you, Lord, for the glory of God in Julia May's life. Lord, I thank you for her stepping over into those realms, stepping over, having those experiences, Lord. Those experiences, Lord, that are life-changing. Lord, those things, they are life-changing. We never forget those times, Lord, when we cross into that, we step into that, those higher places. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Julia May. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Lord, showing her where all provision from the Lord is at. Lord, that we are daughters of God. Lord, that we are children of the Most High. We're children of the Most High. Lord, your word says that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, I thank you for those soul prospering, Lord, those experiences, those amazing times of stepping into that other realm of experiencing you, God, in those ways. That as our soul prospers, that we see every part of our life prosper. We see our finances prosper. We see our health prosper. We see our understanding, our peace prosper in new ways. Lord, we see it even affect, many times can affect relationships. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for moving in Julia May's life in a most profound way. Lord, that she begins to see and to hear in a way that she's maybe not even thought of, maybe never even dreamed of, Lord, but those glorious, glorious times. Lord, even experiences in the night, Lord, dreams from you, dreams that would feel like open visions. Lord, things of hearing your voice, of seeing and understanding and new revelation coming to her. And Father, I thank you for just blessing her, and Lord, blessing the faithfulness of her heart, the faithfulness, Lord, to trust you and believe you, the faithfulness to stand even when things looked in times impossible. And Lord, I just speak a blessing on her home and on her mind and on all that you have for her. Lord, your love poured out without measure. Your love poured out. And Lord, that your goodness and mercy chase her down all the days of her life. Amen.
Amen.
That was actually quite beautiful. It was quite just amazing. Like I said, there have been a very few times in my life that it seemed like that I stepped into those that like glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's sometimes it's all you can do just to stand up, but it's life changing. It's heart changing. It's really profound. And you've maybe had those times, I don't know, but anyhow, I've definitely sensed the Lord, you know, drawing you into that more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
No, not really. Thank God, my cousin, she did get in a room now, and when I was saying that, was on the respirator, and they said she's alert. My cousin, his wife, and my nephew's wife, she's still about the same. Still want to pray for her, but and they said she opened the eyes, but she still hadn't woke up. But I thank God like that for that, because she wasn't looking good, and they were trying to get off the ventilator and they couldn't. So now she's in a room, and she's alert. I said thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God! Yeah, praise God. That sounds like improvement anyhow.
Oh yes. I said. So she's alert. I said, I don't think she could. Most people can't talk because they have the trach in. But you know,
right.
I would tell a bartender, well, most people not like Jumbo. As a Jumbo is one of the people who can talk and eat with a tray. And I said, God bless her. She said, yeah, that's God. I said, because they was just amazed. She was talking, and the lady said, I can't help her. She even got past what I was going to teach her. And then with the eating, they were looking. I said, oh my gosh, she eats real good with that trach. And like the nurse said, I've seen a swollen test that great in 10 years. She said, oh, she's doing great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we're up there. So,
that's great.
Yeah, they're looking for her to walk. He's great.
She's just
great.
Been a testimony. Yeah, she's just been a witness to God's goodness.
Yeah, I tell a friend, we went to lunch Friday. I said, y'all looking at a little miracle over there. I said, because she had a COVID real bad. I said, she done been through a lot. And my friend would tell me tonight, she said, Vita looked at the jump looked good. She said, compared to what she been through, said she don't even look like she been through nothing. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, she looked good. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
God is good. God is good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Father, we just
yeah.
ask, Lord, that you touch
Thank
the rest
you,
of you, touch your niece. And, Lord, we just speak healing over these people, Lord. Father, just a completion of the healing. And, Lord, we thank you for the improvement. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping them and looking after them. And Lord, just bringing peace to the rest of the family, Lord, those that love them. Lord, we thank you for good doctors and good nurses, Lord, the ones that will, Lord, their hands and their minds be guided by you.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, bless them. Because they're going through a lot, and still, unfortunately, people still say, you know, there's no such thing. I'm thinking about, you know, friends that have gone on, a family member and sick as jump was. Okay, this stuff is nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just keep on praying for our caretakers. Like I said, they're going through a lot, too.
They
but
are.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
my friend, tell me right quick. She's a Missouri. She said, when she was in the hospital, 31 people passed. I said, oh, my God.
Oh wow! Yeah, I can't imagine being a worker, a nurse, and even having to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. I said, oh my
God! You know it's heartbreaking and emotionally so difficult.
Yeah, when you got certain things, you know, can help. It might not prevent it, but you know, even with the flu and all this other stuff, we take medicine, we take shots. So you know, hey, and like I said, I don't think I can just tell people just pray or you know, ask God to give you peace on what you need to do, and that's it. That's all I can. You know.
Yeah.
That's what
we're in time, people. Yeah, people better pray in this day and time.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff in front of us now that
right.
you've got to have the wisdom of the Lord. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I tell them, pray. I say, when I get ready to do some whatever, I say, I pray. As I be taking the medicine, as I be praying, I said, because, hey, man made that medicine. I said, but he didn't have the knowledge. God gave it to him. I said, but I pray, Lord, whatever's in, take that out. And what's good, let it help my body. You know, that's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. God bless you. Keep on.
God bless you too. All right. You have a good week. Good night.
You too.
Bye. All right. Some have come on and some dropped off. Okay. 402-214. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, honey. Good. I didn't know if you'd get to me because I was waiting and, you know, listening to the whole show. In fact, I called before it started.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
then
And
then I got disconnected, so I had to call back in. So I was hoping you'd already written my number down.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
hi, thanks.
There was several that had gotten on before the program ever come on. And, of course, there's usually some that drop off and others that come in that makes this – makes this phone number deal buzz up.
I know.
Anyhow, it worked. It all worked, and we got you. And we got plenty of time. We're good. So.
Great.
Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing, Father. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for I'm hearing the word scrolls. Scrolls.
Okay.
The scrolls. I know in the word that was, you know, that like the word of God. Like eating the word of God, eating the word of God. Father, thank you, Lord, for Lord, helping Sharon, Lord, to literally digest the word of God, Lord, that she not only eats the word, but that she digests it, Lord, and that it feeds her soul, Lord, that it feeds her system, that it feeds her understanding, Lord, that it's literally planted planted within her heart, planted within her soul, Lord, planted within her mind. You know, I can remember, and it's been a number of years ago, I was grown, but I was a young person. I don't know, in my 20s, I guess, maybe. And I remember thinking to myself, I went through a time, it's like, you know what, I don't know the word of God like I should, because as a child, I went to church, but I didn't really sit and read the Bible as a kid. And I remember I went through a time of thinking, I've got to learn. And so I started getting like Kenneth Hagin books and different ones like that and started just really devouring these books. And I was in a prophetic meeting with Aquila Nash. She was Aquila Wilkins back then. We actually went to the church for a number of years. And she gave me a word, and the Lord said, strive not to achieve it, but the word is within your heart. And it really brought a peace to me at that time, because in my mind I was thinking, oh, I don't know enough. I just don't know enough. I don't have enough of the word in me. And certainly we always want to learn. We want to study the word of God and get in. But it brought a peace into my heart that really, as we're devouring the word of God, as we're reading the word of God, that unlike just reading any other book, you know, that the word of God is alive, that it does literally plant into our heart, and it does produce a harvest. You know, when we're in times that we're needing to pray, or those times when we are needing a word of encouragement, the word of God that is within our own heart will come up, because it's a living word. It's a living word. It's alive. And God, many times those scriptures will come up in our hearts. Many times are the very things we need to hear, kind of like a word on time, that the Lord will bring those things up. And it'll feed our soul. It'll feed our hearts during times. When we're needing something from God. You know, we may not always right then hear, just like sometimes we'll hear the voice of the Lord, but sometimes you may not hear just a direct word from God, but that scripture, he'll bring scriptures up in your heart, and if we recognize that it's the Lord talking to us through the word, that he's saying, apply this, consider this, apply this to your life, consider this scripture, consider this word, that he actually feeds us with that. So, Father,
yeah.
I thank you for planting your heart, your word in Sharon's heart, Lord, that as she eats the scrolls, so to speak, as she eats, Lord, your word, Lord, that your word is going to feed her. Your word is going to nurture her. Your word is going to many times be the answer that she needs at any given moment. Lord, that just as you have done with me, just as you've done with others, Lord, that she's going to find solace in that. She's going to find, Lord, even direction in that, that your word is going to be your comfort is her guide, but Lord, that your word is also going to be her guide many times. And so, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the confirmation of that. Lord, I thank you for helping Sharon to find, Lord, that she will find the peace of the word that's within her heart, Lord, and even the realization, Lord, that it is there. And Lord, that when those scriptures come up, when that word of God comes up in her, that it is you speaking to her through the word. It's you reminding her of things in your word to consider. So Lord, I just thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, thank you. You know, I have to ask you, Jeannie, right before you called on me, I grabbed my Bible. And I was trying to remember, and I felt bad because I want to see the Beatitudes. I want to read them again. And I couldn't remember where they were in the Bible. you know, blessed are the poor.
Right.
Sermon on the Mount, you know. Do you know where that is? What? Which
gospel? I believe that they are in, I want to say they're in Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew. Look in Matthew 5, chapter 5.
Okay.
On my mom's headstone, that, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. I had that put on her headstone. They're really beautiful. Yeah. So yeah, look in Matthew. Look in chapter 5.
Okay, and then when you said that you were hearing the word scrolls, I guess all of the books were scrolls at one time, but
yeah,
I was wondering if he meant like the Dead Sea Scrolls or the Old Testament. I wasn't sure. I guess the Old Testament is what I thought of, but. I might be wrong there.
You know,
I've never read the Old Testament.
I just took it, I just took it as the Word of God. Now, that's not that it...
Okay.
You know, because, like I said, back during that time, everything was scrolls. But, I mean,
right.
I didn't hear any differently. I didn't hear any specifics or feel any specifics about Old Testament and New Testament. But really, and you know, what I was feeling is just in general, the Word of God. The Word of God.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I was grabbing for when you called on me. So,
awesome.
This is just confirmation. Yeah, some people say you're not supposed to do that. You know, just like open the Bible and read where it is.
I do that a lot.
You know, with I used to do that all the time, and God always speaks to me like very literally because He knows I'm very literal.
Yep.
So He. You know, he speaks to me really verbatim, you know, even if it's bizarre. I'll end up having this really weird dream, and then, like, the next day I'd be going to read my Bible, and I'd end up reading the same thing in the Bible that I dreamt about, which was really weird. But, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff in the Bible, you know. I mean, the way things are said, you know, like... the lion and this and that, and I don't know. I'm probably sound stupid here. I don't.
No, you don't.
I appreciate your prayers.
people that, I mean, there's so many things in the word that defy logic, that defy the reasoning of man. So there's a lot of things in the Bible that are certainly unusual. And that's just, to me, that's I love it. I love it that, you know, that God does things that no one can say it was anyone that God, but God that did it then. You know, he's so unique and so out of the box. I mean, I think it's incredible that God's incredible the way he has done things. You know, no one can take the glory. No one can take, you know, say, oh, I can do that or anything else because God is so far out of the box. So, there's a lot of really unusual things in the Bible for sure. But,
right.
Well, was there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about tonight?
Just restoration again of health for me, for my family.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just thank you, Lord. Well, I thank you, Lord, that you are the God that restores and you are the God that heals. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, Lord, our provision is more than just finances. Provision is health. It's mental health. It's, Lord, that you provide the ways, Lord, even to bring healing and relationships. Lord, that you are our provider in every way. You are the good shepherd. Lord, that your word says that the Lord is your shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for providing in every area of Karen's life, Lord, that brings comfort, that brings peace, that brings restoration. Lord, that brings healing to every parts of her life and, Lord, in her family's life, Father, where, Lord, her heart so desires, Lord, for there to be a healing, so desires for there to be healing in relationships and healing in hearts and lives. So, Father, we just thank you that you are a God that loves family. You are all about family, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for moving in that area, for moving in their lives, Lord. And Lord, we just speak the love of God over all of it because your word says your love never fails. So, Father, we look to you. We look to your love. And, Lord, we release ourselves to your love, to be used by you and in love and whatever it takes. Lord, the changes in us, the changes in attitudes, Lord, just whatever, however you want to work, Lord, that we just say, Lord, here am I, use me. And Lord,
thank
I just
you.
Thank you. I praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you too, and you have a good night, sweetie.
You. Okay. Bye.
240 Hello. 240
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. I wasn't sure.
Hello.
I'm glad. Edie, I'm good to hear from you tonight. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, I hadn't talked to you in a long time. It seems like it's been a good while since I've talked to you. So let's just pray for you, Father. Lord, I thank you for Valerie, God, and I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the strength that you've given her, Father. I thank you, Lord, that in the standing, Lord, that you show us how even in the standing, even in the being strong, Lord, even in the, at times, just having to be tough, Lord, that you show us how to still be vulnerable, how to still be genuine, Lord, how to still be open, Lord, that Jesus character, that Jesus was so strong, so brave, so wise in with his choice of words and how he did, but yet he was still so kind and so so open with those that he loved, those that came to him, Lord, that he was able to, Lord, to have compassion, that balance of strength and that, balance of, grace and, love. And it can be, that can be a hard thing sometimes, you know, just as a person, it can be a hard thing to, find and, to walk in that balance of being like a warrior and, being strong and, being independent and, standing up for what's right and yet still being, you know, still being tender, still being reachable, still being open. You know, sometimes it can seem like you don't. We would almost feel like we. It was like, Lord, how can I be both? You know, I remember years ago asking the Lord, "Is like, God, how can I, be like a warrior, and then be like your little girl, all in the same person, all in the same body?" But you know, the Lord, He worked with me in that. You know, because it was like, okay, I can see. Being daddy's little girl that's vulnerable and easily touched and, leaning on father. But then I couldn't see at the same time being like a warrior and, being the, you know, that one with the, you know, out, you know, with the, armor of Christ on you. I couldn't, see both. But, you know, Jesus was both and, and I just sense, you know, I have a feeling that you've struggled some with that of being both. I know I did. I really did. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that touching that tender place in Valerie's heart, Lord, that she will always keep that genuine, tender, reachable. That one easily touched with compassion, Lord, that one that knows how to come crawl up in your lap like daddy's little girl and be loved on by God and, to also even be able to have that tenderness when talking with others and sharing with others. But Lord, also still have that strength that she was created with, Lord, that you put great strength in. In Valerie, Lord, you and she's had to develop it, Lord. She's been through things that you had given her strength, Lord. You've given her strength and that ability to stand, but Lord, I know she feels and she has had to develop that strength to stand. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that in that vulnerable place, in that daddy's little girl place, that child of that daughter of God place. Lord, that in that place, Lord, that her joy will be complete in that place. Because sometimes the standing in the battle, it can really mess with our joy. It can, you know, it can kind of bring a hardness at times. And that kind of, that place tends to, it doesn't seem to allow much room for joy there. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for, visiting Valerie, Lord, and, once again, Lord, speak in those songs of love and those words of love, that just that time of crawling up in daddy's lap and being loved on like daddy's little girl that she really is. And Lord, her finding that balance that allows her to be both, that she can stand as that warrior child of God. You know, that's the way the word says, having done all to stand, stand therefore, you know, gird the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, Lord, but that she is also able to, just like those children are, little girls with their daddy, that they haven't a care in the world. You know, that times when, like, we stand on daddy's feet and dance with daddy. But dad does the moving, but as a little girl, we stand on his top of his feet and he holds us by the arms and we dance with daddy. That you're able to have that abandonment of trust and joy and just knowing that you're cared for and that you're loved, Lord, and Lord, that her joy be complete. Her joy be complete. Lord, she find that place of stepping from one to the next, as knowing that she's both, but not struggling with it. So, Lord, I just thank you for the love of God, Lord, her feeling your love, her feeling the joy of the Lord, that delight in her, God, that you have for her. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing healing to the hurts. Lord, I thank you for bringing healing to memories, Lord, Lord, we want to recall. We want to keep the lessons we learn, but, Lord, we don't want to recall the pain of things, that the recollection of pain be washed away, that those things dim. That, yes, we learn things we learn. We want to hold on to the value of the lessons. But, Lord, we want that recall of pain, Lord, to be washed out, that we don't feel that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I just thank you for blessing Valerie and blessing her home and blessing her children. Lord, and just bringing a renewal of, Lord, just a renewal of refreshing and love and that sense of well-being. Lord, that sense of knowing that you're with her and that sense of just abandonment to you, God, that it's okay to not always be in armor. You know, it's okay to just sometimes be that as a girl. Loved by you and treasured by you and cherished by you. And Lord, I thank you for doing it. And I thank you, Lord, for working in her life. Lord, new joy and Lord, that sense of well-being that she's yours. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I definitely am in that place where I'm struggling between being strong and vulnerable.
Yeah.
I'm just there. I'm definitely there.
Understand totally. I so understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I went through that, struggled through that. And maybe that's part of the reason that I recognized it, you know, that when I sensed it, I knew what I was feeling because I've been there. But
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God does work through it. And he works us through there.
Yes. You know, it's kind of like what you were saying, just feeling like I have to be strong, got to take care of the kids, got to handle, you know, all of those things. And I just think it, not having the vulnerability, it kind of, I think it makes me a little more edgy, you know,
right.
A little less nurturing and loving. And, you know, particularly with my kids, that's something that I need to be. So thank you for praying for that.
No, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Well, I know that God is working with you that and helping you through that. And you'll find that balance. You'll find that balance. And it will bring you more joy, and some of the tension will fall away in that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else
Amen.
In particular you wanted prayer about, sweetie, while I got you?
Yes, just two things. One, just for peace in the home, my kids and, you know, kids bickering and all. It's just been a little stressful.
Yeah.
So peace in the home, and then my company is possibly going to be sold. And so just prayer for the Lord to, you know, just continue to watch over me and give me direction in terms of, you know, just guidance on employment and, you know,
thanks.
I think that's it.
Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of peace. That Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And Lord, I speak peace and tranquility over Valerie's home, over her children, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for coming in and even changing the atmosphere, God. Lord, that, Lord, many times we are able to affect the atmosphere with our words, with our demeanor, Lord. Even with the music or things like that, television shows that are in our home can really affect our atmosphere in a home. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing the sensitivity to Valerie, Lord. If there's things that need to have like a finger pointed upon those things, Lord, the, certain things that maybe she might need to change in some areas there that things that would affect. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, just for your spirit invading the home and Lord, cleansing, Lord, just cleansing the atmosphere there. Lord, cleansing, Lord, even as we watch our words, we watch our tone, Father, that the atmosphere, Lord, as the praise of God comes forth, Lord, that it begins to cleanse the atmosphere, that worship and praise and Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing an awareness to Valerie of, Lord, that you actually pinpoint to her things that she can do or maybe changes, Father, that will affect the whole atmosphere in the home. But, Lord, we just ask you that your love invade the home, Lord, that your spirit just manifest throughout that home and change the atmosphere. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are guiding Valerie, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for bringing her peace and comfort and direction, Lord, as this business is sold, Lord, as she may make a career change, Lord, for new roads opening up for her, new avenues of provision. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just making her very aware that you've got her, that you are caring for her. And, Lord, help her to hear your voice clearly, Lord, to make the connections that she might need in moving forward, the direction, the correct roads. Lord, that as roads lay before her, that she will travel the correct roads, Lord, to her future, to her good future.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you for it in advance. We thank you for all the provision and, Lord, even for providing things, providing, Lord, jobs and provision, Lord, that will be enjoyable to her, that will be enjoyable, that she will be appreciated, that she will have opportunity for promotion, Lord, but something that she will enjoy and will bring great peace to her, that she can get up and go to work in the mornings and look forward to being there. So, Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
God bless you too, sweetie. Have a good week. All right. I think I've got just a few minutes, but I've got one caller left. So, let's see. 919-292. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Shaquilla from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi, Shaquilla. I'm good, sweetie. Good to hear from you. I'm glad I was able to have enough time left to get to you. Let's pray for you right quick. Father, Lord, I thank you for Shaquilla, Father. I thank you, God, for working in her friend realm, Lord. I thank you, Father, for connecting her, Lord, to people in her friend realm, Lord, that will be a real benefit to her life, that would actually work as connectors for her to her future and for her future. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing a real direction, Lord, that where things have seemed kind of twisty, turny, and kind of going in every which way. Lord, for as your word says, that you go before us and you make the crooked places straight, Lord, that you would go in and straighten those paths and Lord, bring a more direct pathway for Shaquilla, Father, that even as she connects, it's almost like I see, as you see people that will join hands, you know, like they'll catch a hand and they'll go from hand to hand to hand. I can see it in my mind if I can figure out how to describe it. You know, how that almost like you, if you were walking on a narrow path and there were people on the sides that were taking your hand so that you went, one person helped balance you and then the next person helped balance you. You know, almost like if someone's walking on a pathway that would be a little slippery or would be a little narrow. Like the Lord, you know, and like the Lord connecting you with people that would join hands with you or would help take you by the hand, that it would help take you into your future. It's a little hard to explain. Like I said, I can see it. But, you know, we do have that in life. I mean, God, and I said this earlier, God uses people and God uses divine connections. And there are people in our life many times that are key to our future. That they help connect us, they give us favor, they open doors for us. There's others, they may teach us things that is a big help and benefit to us further down the road. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for working in Shaquilla's life and, Lord, bringing those key people across her life, in her friendship realm, in her connection realm, in her job realm, people that are key to her life that they literally make the connection, Lord, just as I see in my mind, Lord, like taking her by the hand so that she goes from hand to hand to hand, Lord, making those connections and stepping forward, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for, Lord, where paths have seemed almost like they would go back and forth and it would almost crisscross one another, Lord, where the path has seemed not straight at times and has seemed would even at times seem confusing, Lord, that you start to straighten that out and, Lord, that those connections come forth that will help, Lord, that will help send her forward into what you have for her, that will help send her forward into a good future and a promising future, Lord, and into those places, Lord, that you have foreordained for her. Lord, that you, Lord, your word says that you know the plans that you have for us. Lord, that you have plans for us. And Lord, that Shaquilla is not on her own. She's not having to figure out. It may feel sometimes like we're having to figure out what do I do next or where do I go next or what's my path. But the word says that he knows the plans that he has for us. And so as we're following his plans, as we're submitting to him, as we're saying, okay, God, connect me where I need to be connected and stepping into those and letting God, that it says that he knows the plans he has for us to do us good. His plans are for our good. They're for having all provision. They're for having purpose. They're for having kingdom purpose. It's for all things destiny-wise. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for connecting Shaquilla to her destiny. Lord, connecting her to that place of blessing. Lord, those things that will bring peace to her, that will bring focus to her, Lord, so that she doesn't feel at times like she's flailing in any way, that she's trying to find her way, Lord, because she is not called to any kind of confusion. She's not called to that place of like we feel sometimes when we're walking in the dark and we're trying to feel our way along in the dark so that we don't run into something. But, Lord, that you have called her to the light. You have called her to purpose. You have called her to destiny, Lord. You have called her to all things good, all things meaningful. Lord, you've called her to touch in the lives of others. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for establishing that and giving her peace in that. And Lord, that those connections begin to come forth, Lord, so that she's able to move from connection to connection to connection to connection. And Lord, that pathway begin to straighten out. Lord, that she feel like she's making progress, that she's making movement forward. Lord, that she know that she's in your will, that she's along the right path. So, Father, I just thank you for that peace of God. And, Lord, I thank you for that assuredness, Lord, that she has that assurance in her heart, Lord, that you're guiding her, that she's on the right path, that you're helping her. And, Lord, that she see that, she see it, she sense it, she know it, Lord, that it be confirmed to her, your word, your will, your way, and everything, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. Thank you so much, Gina. Everything you said was so profound.
More than welcome, sweetie. You know, when we're walking those things, sometimes it can seem confusing. It can seem like, God, am I on the right path? But, you know, God will, he'll continually give us confirmation that, okay, this is right. This is the next step. But I very much sense that there are people, and there most always are, but I very much sense that there are people that will be divine connections that will help you move forward in these things that God has for you, in this direction that God has for you. So, Lord,
thank
we just thank
God.
You. I know it has been your heart's desire to know the next steps and to walk out the place that God has chosen for you, and that place that's fulfilling and beneficial to you and prosperous for you and that has meaning. So, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you have anything? I've got just a 2 or 3 more minutes. Did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
Yes, I have this interview scheduled for tomorrow, and that's like part of everything that I've been like praying about because I want a new job. So I have an interview, and I've been on several interviews, but I have another one on tomorrow. So I'm just praying. I keep praying, God, you know, if it's not the door, I don't, you know, don't open it, but just open the door that he has for me. So I want you to touch and agree with me on that.
Absolutely. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Shaquilla will know that she knows that she knows, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, the doors that you have for us, Lord, the doors that you open unto us, Lord, that when we step through those doors, we step through them with favor already having gone before us. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the heart that Shaquilla has, Lord, to be in the place that you have picked for her. So, Lord, I just thank you for this interview tomorrow, Lord, that she'll know that she knows. Lord, and I just come into agreement with her. Lord, if this is not the place for her, that door does not open. But, Lord, if this is the place, that door swings wide. And, Lord, that the favor of God go before her in those places that you've called her to. So, Lord, I just speak the peace of God on Shaquilla. Lord, that she'll have the peace and the confidence of knowing that everywhere she goes, Lord, that you're going with her, that you're with her, and that all is well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'll be thinking about you tomorrow, sweetie. Thank you for waiting so long. And my time is out. I'm going to have to log off of the program so Randy can get on to his. But God bless you, and you have a good week, and let us know how it goes.
God bless you as well.
All right. Good night.
Thank you so much. Good night.
All right, so to speak a blessing over each and every one, have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.